Maybe you didn't understand the question. I said, are you glad Jesus took your place? Can you imagine something happening and, I don't know, just you lost your temper and got in a scuffle with your neighbor and your neighbor fell and hit his head and killed him? You didn't mean to kill him, but you did. And you go before a judge and the judge condemns you to life in prison for manslaughter or whatever the charge might be, and as they start to carry you away, somebody steps up and said, hey, I got it. I'll take his place. Amen? Well, it was far more than a 20 to life conviction. It was a conviction of eternity. You're never getting out of where you're going. You're on your way to hell without Jesus Christ. And somebody stepped up and said, hey, I'll take his place. And that's exactly what he did. Amen? When there was no hope or no way, you can turn to Isaiah chapter number 40 tonight, of escaping the mess you was in, Jesus stepped up and took your place. Thank God. And it's good to be saved, isn't it? I'm going to read a familiar verse of Scripture tonight in Isaiah chapter number 40. And I want to preach this simple little thought to you tonight. Happy, happy, happy. Amen. Everybody watches Phil Robertson in the Duck Dynasty and Phil's saying that he says all the time is happy, happy, happy. Amen? And listen, God's people ought to be happy, happy, happy. We used to sing a song when I was a kid, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. Y'all remember that? If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. And wave your head and nod your head and all that stuff. I mean, well, you got to use every body part you got. And times when you start the song, you're happy. When you stop, you're tired. Amen? Or I am now that I'm 48 years old. I ain't got the energy for all that. But listen, I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are, you're going to have bad days. Let me say it again. I don't care who you are, how spiritual you are, you're going to have bad days. Let me just put it this way. There are going to be days when you don't give a rip. You could care less, especially about somebody else telling you their problem. Don't you think sometimes as a pastor, when people are trying to tell me their problems, and in my mind I'm saying, you got to be kidding. And I'm not. I don't mean that sarcastically. And what I want to do is say, you switch places. You come over here and sit in my chair. And let me go over here and sit in your chair. And I'm going to make you feel better about you. Amen. I'm going to make your problem look like it ain't a whole lot. But would you agree that for the most part, we ought to be happy? The psalmist said, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. There ought to be some happy about us, but I don't care who you are. You're going to go through certain spells in your life where you just get in a dumps. I asked my wife the other day, I said, what's wrong? She said, nothing. I just feel bad. Are you sick? No. She said, I just ain't happy. I was like, oh, you ain't leaving me, are you? She said, no, it ain't that. And I know exactly what she's talking about. You ever have those times? Come on, somebody help me. I mean, you just don't feel like talking to nobody. You don't feel like going nowhere. But that's not where we should dwell as Christians. I've noticed over 20 years of pastoring, I've watched people fall into that rut and get down in the dumps and down and out. And what they do is they make up their mind they're not leaving there. That cloud gets so heavy that they come to the realization, or they think they do. The devil puts it in their mind. There's no way out for you. There's no way out for you. You know, when the devil attacks you, he doesn't come through your flesh. Do you understand that? He starts in your head. Before you ever get sideways with God, you start thinking about it. Amen. It's a thought process. The devil will attack your mind. He'll tell you there ain't nobody in that church likes you. Don't nobody in that church care about you. Blah, blah, blah. And on and on and on and on. Till he has you to the point to where you're just ready to throw up your hands and say, that's enough. I quit. That ain't going to make you happy either. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'll buy a new car and that'll make me happy. Don't work. Been there and tried it. Not a new car, but a new truck. Somebody say amen. Amen. Men drive trucks. Hallelujah. New truck don't make you happy. It's pretty cool when you get that smell. I wish that would last. They got it in a bottle up there at Walmart, but it ain't the same. Amen. I wish that would last, but it don't. By the time that payment book comes in the mail, there goes my happy. You can't base your happy on what you have. If that was so, everybody in Hollywood would be tickle pink. I was thinking of something else, but it's bad. I won't say it. But everybody in Hollywood would be thrilled to death. They've got mansions. They've got limousines. They've got Lamborghinis. They've got, I don't know, you name it. They got it. Anything money can buy, they can have. But they're not happy. That's what all I'm trying to tell you. Stuff won't make you happy. But I tell you something that will make you happy, and that's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Have you ever come to church and at church you felt, before church you felt awful?
Yeah.
And you come that close to staying home, not even going? Have you ever made this stupid excuse, if I go, I'm just going to be a hindrance? Well, just come sit down beside the rest of the hindrances. If it depended on how I feel and where I am spiritually for God to move and work in this place, God wouldn't move and work in this place very often. Amen. If we could just peel the covering off, we could all see each other like we really are, it'd be pretty bad. Be honest with you. Now, when you think of the unconfessed sin that's under this roof right now,
amen.
Somebody told me one day, said, if I walk in that church, the roof would cave in. I said, no. That'd be like a drop in the bucket. You just adding one drop, amen?
Yes.
Amen. I want to tell you tonight, just give you some advice and we're going to go to the house. How to get out of the dumps. How to find happy when you've lost it. And people are trying every way in the world. They're trying to smoke it. They're trying to drink it. They're trying to buy it. And they can't do it. I was watching television the other day, and Debbie Boone. Anybody know who Debbie Boone is? She had that hit. They sang it at our wedding. You Light Up My Life. And she's probably, oh, Lord, she was gone, grown lady when we got married. She got to be in her 60s. And they got her on the commercial, and she looks like a 25-year-old. Advertising the lifestyle lift. Y'all seen that? In other words, she's trying to say if you can make yourself look better, you'll feel better. That might last till the wrinkles come back. You can't do nothing about old, Jack. Amen. You can't do nothing about it. You're still old. Man, if they untied the rubber bands and holding them people's face back, oh, Lord have mercy. Like Joan Rivers, man. I wonder how many surgeries that Dolly Parton. Anyway. Everybody trying to find happiness in something. But there is no real happiness outside the Lord Jesus Christ. Just let me give you a little bit of advice tonight. I'm going to give you three thoughts. Number one, try a change of place. A change of place. I'm not saying move your letter and go to another church. I'm not saying quit your job and go to another job. I'm saying do something different. Get out of the rut. Quit doing the same old, same old. I am a creature of habit. Anybody in here like it? Man, I worked a public job for all them years. I carried the same thing in my lunchbox every single day. Peanut butter and banana sandwich. A honey bun. I forgot what else. Anyway, I'd eat the same thing every single day. And then one day I just went, I'm tired of this. Amen. I'm taking baloney tomorrow. Amen. Just saying, switch it up, do something different. You say, well, I come to church three times a week and I go to work Monday and it's just, man, life can be that way.
Yeah.
You just get in a rut, man. You do the same thing over and over and over and over. Try something new.
Yeah.
Like what, preacher? Project 101.
Yeah.
We had people out visiting last Tuesday night and the Tuesday before. We had a blind man, Brother Jim, out knocking on doors. Then people come to the door and he's feeling their face. I'm kidding, he really did. We had a blind man, Brother Greg and Brother Ryan, they just lead him to the door. And you know what? Didn't nobody slam the door in their face? They went, oh, he has a blind man. Say, everybody's nice to Brother Jim and Brother Greg. Ain't that right, Brother Jim? What a blessing, man. What about you? So I'd love to go visit. And I go, well, he's blind. What's your excuse? Amen. Hey, it's something new. It's something different. Try it out.
Yeah.
Me and my wife went Tuesday before last, and I'm telling you, we just had a good time. Getting on the bus and cutting up with everybody and walking up and down the neighborhoods and meeting new people. We had a good time. Try a change of place. Do something different.
Get out of the house. Cut the TV off. Read your Bible. Y'all all right? Do something different, man. Get your wife by the hand and say, let's get out of this house. Let's go to the mall and look at weirdos. Hey, amen. I mean, just sit there and a little cup of gum and go, wow, did you see that? Hey, amen. I seen a boy the other day, I told y'all about it, seen him at the airport. He had them things in his ears. They sat big around. His ears almost touched his shoulder. I thought, wow. Help yourself. But every now and then a change of place is a good thing, man. That's why people go on vacation. I'm against vacation that you're tired or when you get back than you was before you left. That ain't vacation, boy, that's work. I like to go. Now, my wife, she gets up at the crack of dawn, man, every single day. I go on vacation. I'm like, do not wake me up. I'm not going at the beach at 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. I'm on vacation. I go on vacation. You know the first thing I do? Cut that cell phone off. Amen. I go on vacation to get away from you. That don't sound right coming from a pastor. When you go on vacation, you want your boss to call you every day? You want your co-workers to call and tell you what's going on at work? No, you don't want to know. That's why you went on vacation. Amen? A change of place will help you every now and then. Listen, the psalmist said in Psalms 122, David said, I was glad when they said unto me. I was what?
Glad.
I was what?
Glad
when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But I'm telling you, it'll cheer us up just come to church. I started to say it a while ago and got sidetracked. Have you ever felt, I mean, just that close to not coming? You done made your mind up all day. You got every excuse in the world. I used to tell Brother Earl, my pastor, you know that scripture about the ox being in the ditch? He'd say, where was you at? I said, well, my ox was in the ditch. He said, how long did it take you to run him in there? Amen. Man, you get that close. I'm not going. I just don't feel like going. I'm tired. Blah, 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 blah. And then you come and the Lord just blesses your socks off and you feel like a brand new person when you leave. Yes. Man, when you get low and you get down, that's not the time to stay home and have a pity party. Y'all ever have them? I have them. I don't invite nobody. Me, myself, and now the Lord ain't even invited. Because he shows up, party's over. Amen. Try a change of place. Try a change of place. Won't hurt you. A change of scenery. It relieves that monotony in your life. This ain't real deep stuff tonight. It's just a thought. Try a change of place. Number two, try a change of face. Change your face. I mean now. Smile. I don't feel like smiling. Smile. It'll feel better. Somebody said it takes, I don't know how many more times, it takes way more times of muscles to frown than it does to smile. There's less effort in smiling than there is frowning. You say, preacher, I got a problem. Do this. You're doing better than some. I bet Jones Wynn, Jay Collins, they probably got gas tonight. You're alive. Whatever that problem is, it hadn't killed you. Smile.
Amen.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 8 and verse number 1, the Bible said, a man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. How about that? I want our face to shine. I went back there and hugged Megan's neck during fellowship or for church. I said, do you want to testify tonight? And she said, no, but her little face is just a-glowing. You know why? She met Jesus the other night.
Yeah.
Amen. She heard about him. Hey, she's as faithful in our youth group as any kid ever has been, but there was something missing, and that was a relationship with Christ. And she got that thing settled Thursday night.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll make you happy.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you what'll change your face. Praise will change your face.
Yeah.
You ever see anybody worship like this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, man, you start praising the Lord, it'll make you happy. You start about singing about how good God is. Levi got up here and started singing, he took my place. Woo! I mean, boy, that put me in a good mood.
Yes,
man, I am tired. I am give out. I am wore out. I've been a lot of miles in the last few days. Between Michigan and North Carolina, and I'm telling you, got to go back to North Carolina this week. My body gets tired. Brother Stacy, they've been up for days cooking barbecue. He's not stoned. He's sleepy, I promise you. Man, them guys are tired. But man, you come in dragging. Man, they get talking about the goodness of God. It'll make you smile.
Amen.
It'll put a smile on your face, and it's something inside your heart's going, see, it ain't that bad. You're okay. You're not dying. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yet the devil will sit there on your shoulder and say,
oh, yeah.
Everybody hates your guts.
You're right. Yep.
Everybody's talking about you behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
No, they ain't. No, yeah, you listening to snake talk. You know what got Eve in trouble? Snake talk. That snake comes slithering up beside her and said, how you like that fruit? She said, I don't know, we can't eat it. God said, if we eat it, he'll die. He said, oh, that ain't what God meant. That's what them Bible correctors say. Oh, that ain't what God meant to say. Well, you reckon God can't articulate what he wants to say? You reckon God's that if he's that weak and that unlearned, I need another God.
Amen.
I need to start hanging out with them Buddhists or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think God's big enough and man enough to handle his own words.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Amen.
That snake will crawl up there and say, hey, that ain't what he really meant.
Yes.
I said something this morning while I was preaching about a certain pastor, or so-called pastor, Mr. Osteen. That ended the service for a couple of people.
Yeah.
It was over right there. Pop! They didn't hear nothing else I had to say. How you know what that was? That snake.
Yeah.
That snake curled up beside him and said, hey, he's making fun of your God-rejecting hero.
Yep. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. To cut me, just like that, just cut me off. I don't give a rip. I left happy, they didn't. I left glad, they left mad. I don't want them to be mad at me, but I ain't going to back up from revealing the truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Quit listening to snake talk.
Right.
A change of place and a change of face. Change your face. Smile.
Amen.
You ever get so mad, you just, this is what I do. I used to throw stuff. Oh, I did. Knock holes in the sheetrock. That don't do nothing but cost you money.
Right.
Am I the only man in here that's ever done stupid stuff like that? Y'all help me, men, so I don't feel so bad. I was working on a car one time. Took a ratchet and knocked a windshield out of it. Because I skint my knuckles. My knuckles were steel skint. And now I got to buy more than a starter. I got to buy a windshield too. Ain't that stupid? I feel myself now, man. I get so mad, I get tickled. I do. My wife gets mad, and that's all I can do to help them laugh at it. When she ain't mad at me. When she's mad at something else, I'm like, I do that inside. I ain't stupid. I'm just tickled pink that she's at something else or somebody else, not me, amen. But change your face. Put a smile on your face. Put a smile on your face. Grin every now and then. When somebody asks you how you doing, think before you answer.
Yeah.
If you're really dying, tell them. But if you're not and God's really been good to you, you just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Think about, how am I doing? I ain't dead. My wife and my children are okay. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Amen. Heard a preacher say this years ago, and I jotted it down in one of my Bibles. I hope I can remember it right. He said, I'll give you three things to live by. I forgot them. happy. Yeah. I'll be 49 next month. Y'all give me a stinking break, amen. Well, no, I got to go on. I'm stuck right there. One of them's thank God you're saved. I forget the second one. The last one, shut your mouth and thank God you ain't in hell. Amen. I forgot what the second was. It'll come to a minute. Thank God you saved, blank, and thank God shut your mouth, and thank God you ain't in hell. Amen? So there's two. Amen. I'll give you the third one later. Amen. I get a chance to look at that other Bible. Hey, we'll just put a smile on their face. You know what we ought to do? And I've told you a million times, my little great-grandmother, she was that tall and that wide, and it didn't matter what was going on, how bad it was. What was her saying? Well, just praise God anyhow. We ought to make up our mind. I'm having a bad day, but if it hair-lips the devil, I'm going to church, and I'm going to shout her out. I'm going to clap my hands, and I'm going to say glory to God, and I'm going to thank God, and I'm going to say hallelujah, and I'm just going to say amen.
Yes, sir.
You want to get back at the devil? Start praising God.
Amen.
You start praising God, you get happy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you something else to help you. Change your face. Get around happy people. Amen. I can be having a bad day, talk to Shane Reese 5 minutes, and I'm better. Somebody who's got it way tougher than I do, been through way more than I've ever even dreamed about. I walked up here the other day, he's sitting out there by the smoker. I walked up and he said, hey, did you hear about that movie, Constipation? I said, no. He said, it ain't come out yet. That's funny. You shouldn't say that in church. Big deal, man. Hey, man, that just tick. I mean, it just get around somebody who's happy and somebody who loves the Lord. Hey, man, get around Brother Jason a little bit and let him spaz on you. Hey, man, that guy's so excited. I pray every day. God answer a prayer for him. Because every time God does, I mean, he calls me. Man, you're going to blah, 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 blah. My wife said, who is that? Jason. What'd he say? I ain't got a clue. Jack Patterson Jr. right there. I love that, man. I love that zeal and that excitement. I like to be around people like that. I have to deal with gloomy people, but I don't like to hang with gloomy people. You are now or will become who your friends are. Amen. If they's a sour puss in this church, stay away from them. Ostracize them. Treat them like a leper. No, I don't want any of that. I don't want your bad attitude. I ain't saying don't love them, don't pray for them. That ain't what I said. Don't hang out with them.
Amen.
Don't swap Facebook junk with them.
Amen.
They'll have you convinced you're as miserable as they are.
Right.
It was an old country song when I was growing up. It said, misery loves company.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, yeah.
If you get mad at something about this church, you get mad at me, you know the first thing you're going to do? You're going to try to get you a buddy to be mad with you.
Yeah. That's true.
Amen. Because you can't be out of the will of God by yourself. That's a lonely place. Amen. Hey, man, don't let people pull you into their misery. And I have to, listen, I have to hear more bad news than anybody I know, except maybe a psychiatrist. Seriously, it's a heart attack or a doctor. People call me and I'm just hearing stuff. All of it. I got text on the way to church. A man I grew up was friends with his son, old Jeff Easy's daddy. He's in the hospital about to die. That's sad, man. I hear about stuff like that on and on and on. But man, if I choose to dwell there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I remember several years ago, in 1 month, I was in 18 funeral homes. You remember that, Brother Charles? 1 month, 18 funeral homes. That's a lot. When you figure the visitation and then the funeral too, that's a lot. And man, I ain't like a doctor. I ain't learned to cut that emotional thing off. I believe what the Bible says, weep with them that weep. Man, I went around so much heartache and much sadness, it about done me in. I had to get some help. I had to call a preacher friend of mine. I had to call Brother Fisher and say, I got to have some help. I'm about ready to lay down in one of them boxes. Let them send the flowers. Amen. Be careful who you run with. Watch yourself. Ladies, if you've got a friend at work and every time you go to lunch, all they do is talk about how sorry their husband is, get away from her. She'll have you convinced yours is just as bad. Amen. I used to coon hunt with a fella, and his wife had come sit with my wife while we was out coon hunting in the middle of the night. And that woman had sat there and tell my wife the whole time we was gone how sorry I was. Her husband was with me. I'm serious. It just hit me one day. I thought, your husband's doing the same thing I am. Telling my wife, you ought to leave him. Blah, blah, I wouldn't put up with this. Blah, 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 blah. Don't listen to that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't none of that heifer's business about your relationship with your husband.
Amen.
Amen. Watch out. Watch who you hang around. Hey, a change of place, a change of face. Let me give you this last one. I'm done. I told you it's real simple tonight. We ought to have a try, or we ought to try a change of pace. A change of pace. The psalmist said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. A change of pace is often, or often beats the boredom that comes in our life. Let me give you two thoughts right here. Some of you need to slow down. Some of you need to slow down. Man, that's what I was thinking on the way back from North Carolina last night. Man, I let October get out of hand. I'm going every week. I mean, just go. That'll catch up with you. Some of you needs to slow down, but not many of you. There's some that needs to slow down, but there's some that needs to speed up. Do you know what'll get you down? Boredom. Boredom. You know what some of our teenagers need? Something to do. That's the craziest thing I ever seen. These kids walking around with them big old monster energy drinks, and they don't do nothing. If they was cutting pulpwood, yeah, man, a roof in a house, baling hay, get you a monster. Red Bull too. But all you gonna do is sit and play video games. You don't need no energy drink.
That's right.
Can y'all imagine if I had one of them? I'm running on empty and I'm wound up, amen. I think I'm going to drink one for church Wednesday night and just see what happens. We'll be here till Thursday morning. I'll be just like Brother Jason. Amen. Find something to do. Find something to do. Somebody will make up your mind right now. You know what? I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm going visiting with them Tuesday night. I'm going to show up and see what happens. Man, you'll have fun. You know the rudest thing we've got so far, me and my wife? And I figure in the last 2 weeks, we've probably knocked on at least 100 doors. Wouldn't you guess? 7,500? One guy, last Tuesday night, he opened the door. I said, hey, sir, we're from Happy Valley Baptist Church. He said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Shut the door. Help yourself. That's fine. I'm on your porch. You know, hit your door. Shut it in my face if you want. He didn't cuss me out, didn't spit on me. He just said, I'm not interested. That's the most negative response we've got. Man, it's been fun. I knocked on one lady's door. She lived with her son, Brother Greg. And she said, you know what? We need to find a church. And I started telling her about the church. She said, that's what the fellow was by here last week told me. And I thought, who? Come to find out, where's Terry and Stacy? We was on your bus route. And they had done visit them. I don't think that's coincidence. I think God sent us both by there, and both of us found that lady home. Ain't that something? Went to another door. Little young mother come to the door. She looked like a teenage kid. I said, ma'am, I asked her if she went to church anywhere, and she said, yeah, and she told me where, and I wouldn't recommend it to nobody, but they ain't even got no Bible. But anyway, I asked her where she went to church. I said, well, we're not trying to take anybody out of the church. And started to step off the steps. She said, wait a minute, do y'all have a nursery? I said, yeah. And I started telling her about all the children's ministries and blah, blah. She said, well, I've got a four-month-old. I said, yeah, we've got a nursery for a four-month-old. We'll take care of that baby. She said, well, I'm coming to visit y'all. I don't know if she was here this morning or not. I didn't see her. But, man, that's fun. Walked up on another man's porch, goes to Grace Baptist Church on Harlan Lane. He's sitting there in the swing with his little old grandbaby and granddaughter, and we sat there and talked to him for a few minutes. He said, God bless y'all. Man, I appreciate y'all. I mean, it was just a blessing. Find you something to do. Man, Melissa and them are working hard, and Jeremiah, and I forgot who they said helped him, and they're building all these booths for our fall festival out here. Man, that stuff looks sharp. Man, it's going to be cool. It's going to be like a carnival. Except carnival's a bad word, I heard, because it starts with carnal. Amen. But we're gonna have a carnival, a fall festival. We're gonna dress up. I'm gonna cowboy up, man. I'm breaking out my Colt 45. It's gonna be on. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna come up here and love on these kids, give them some candy and a gospel track. Have a good time. Find you something to do. Brother Stacy called me Thursday night a bawling after that boy got saved. And he said, you know what? He said, it sure does feel good. Somebody gets saved up here over something what I'm doing up here.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to serve God and get involved.
Amen.
A change of place, a change of face, and a change of pace. Some of you need to pick it up a little bit. You've been saved long enough. It's time to do something.
Yeah.
Find you a place and get in. Sitting people are usually sorrowful people or sour people. Well, you don't understand. I work and blah, blah, blah. And Saturday's the only day I have. No, you don't have a day. They're all God's days. Every day you have, every breath you draw, but it's a grace of God.
Amen.
How long did it take us Tuesday night, Levi? We started at 6. We quit at 7 o'clock, 1 hour. We knocked out, visited a whole subdivision and was done in 1 hour. And back to the house before dark. Y'all come help us.
Amen.
Man, God put that burden on my son's heart. I said, hallelujah, I'm with you. Amen. It's a good thing. And then I'm saying, listen, if you can't come Tuesday, come Saturday.
Amen.
If you can't come Tuesday or Saturday, go knock on your neighbor's door.
Yeah.
Amen. I had my neighbors, this little boy down the street from my house. I'm done preaching. Little boy down the street from my house. Cutest little thing, got a little big motorcycle about that hall. Rides up and down the road. And somebody stole my dog. And I went down there and told that little boy, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, you find my dog, I'll give you $25. He said, for real? I said, for real? He said, you know how much gas I'm putting my motorcycle with $25? I said, you find my dog, I'll give you $25. And he just become my buddy. He never did find my dog. But he rode out $25 worth of gas hunting it, I guarantee you. Every time I go down the road, boy, he just waves at me. He's probably about 10 years old. No, he's 12. Told me this morning. They were at church today.
Amen.
Ain't that a blessing? Him and his mom and dad, they started coming to RU. I started to leave the church. I got started down 61, and I seen them sitting on the picnic table back yonder. And I kept driving down the road. The Holy Spirit said, you're going right by their house. Turn around. I went back. I said, hey, guys, y'all need a ride? And the lady said, well, I guess you are going right by our house, ain't you? I said, I am. Jump in. She borrowed my phone, called somebody, said, hey, the preacher's taking us home.
Amen.
Now, what a blessing. I give them my phone number. I said, here's my cell phone. Call me anytime. You need a ride? Call me.
Amen.
Now, it's a blessing.
Amen.
You just got to put forth a little effort sometimes.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
When you start living a little less for yourself and a little more for others, you'll find out you ain't really that grumpy after all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yes. Let's stand our feet tonight. How long did I preach? It wasn't long, was it? Amen. I never did I? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yeah, they were still good. Brother Earl used to do that all the time. My pastor, he'd preach an iron 30 minutes. I ain't never read no scripture. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Did I get that right, Alan? That's real close now. That was my scripture. Sorry about that, guy. God's good, though, isn't he?
Amen.
Are you happy?
Amen.
And you know it?
Amen.
Clap your hand. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Janice to come if she's back there. You remember one time David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, he got down in the dumps. He's a man after God's own heart. If David get depressed, surely you and I can. You remember what he asked the Lord? He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. If you've been going through a spell and you just ain't feeling like you think you ought to feel, why don't you come ask God for it? Lord, give me my joy back. Lord, whatever it is that's causing it to stay away, show me, God. Help me to be happy again. Help me to have my joy back. Lord, I don't want to take a pill for it. Lord, just help me have my joy back. I'm just going to ask Miss Janice to play. She can sing a verse if she wants to. Why don't you just mind God tonight? I don't know who that was for. Might have been me.
Come tell the Lord to give you your joy back tonight.